And a lot of working couples should be able to relate to this next story. The Harvard Business Review found that it's not uncommon for people to argue with their spouses and partners in the first 15 minutes after getting home from work. Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He joins me here in the studio. Hi, Kurt.
Glad to be here.
So some people are going to be saying, well, not a big surprise. That happens to me all the time. Others would think you'd be happy to be relaxed and at home after a day at work.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, the days of leaving work carefree when the factory whistle blows are over. Today's jobs are more dynamic. We are more likely to bring it home. Technology helps with that, right? And often we're still kind of processing these knowledge interactions that we go through every day at work. And so it carries over. And it can very easily, if you don't manage that transition home the best, that can very easily, you know, those first 15 minutes can cloud the rest of the evening together.
So it's about bringing your work home with you. It's about continuing to work after you get home?
It's about continuing or processing or figuring out what you need. Different people really have different reactions to work. And unfortunately, you know, we kind of have this assumption that, you know, my spouse is just going to let me be myself. And so we spend all day at work, you know, managing our relationships with our coworkers and managers and clients. And then we throw all those skills out the window when we get home because, you know, I don't have to actually manage this most important stakeholder in my life.
There has been research into how quickly people recover from bad experiences, something like a bad day at work, perhaps. What does that tell us?
Well, you're right. There's a lot of understanding of people's different emotional and psychological needs. There's a growing body of research into resilience or recovery. But basically, when you look at brain activity of people who are getting over an interaction, different people have different brain activity and basically have different responses.
So if you're a person who takes longer to recover from a bad day, are you more prone to fight with your partner when you get home?
Not necessarily. It depends on how you deal with it. You know, somebody who didn't have had a terrible day may be the sort of person who actually puts that away when they get home. Somebody who had just an average day can still want to kind of talk it through. And that's why it's really important to talk these issues out and understand the different needs of your spouse and yourself.
So what are you supposed to do, though? If you're listening to this and you're saying, I do that, I get in fights after I get home from work, I'm stressed out, I take my work home with me. What do you do to avoid getting in arguments with the person that you love?
Yeah, well, a good rule of thumb is not to talk about work during those first 15 minutes.
Just wait a little longer.
Just wait a little bit longer. This happens to me. Like, I will walk home, I'll look at my phone on the way in the door, I'll see an email with feedback, and I'll immediately start talking to my wife about it, and she'll say, where's my kiss? Right? So first of all, you definitely do need to talk with your spouse or partner about your different emotional needs, your different expectations, what you want to be able to do, how you want to talk through work. But a good rule of thumb is don't do that in those first 15 minutes. Get your evening or rest of the day started off right.
Another thing I was thinking about the other day as my phone was buzzing with text messages coming through is, why does everyone have the right to interrupt me at any time? I should turn off the vibrate on the text messages. I'll check it when I want to. You don't have the right to interrupt my day.
That's you managing your own interactions.
And I clearly don't have the strength to do it because I still haven't. Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. And we've got the story at our website, hereandnow.org. Kurt, thank you.
You got it.